Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, June 22nd. Happy Missions Monday. I think it's fitting for us to talk about our family mission trip today as our mission partnership. We are in Orlando, Florida, working with Horizon City Church. Such a wonderful partnership. Today starts our sports camp. I'll be working in volleyball, and lots of other adults and teenagers will be leading out in baseball and basketball and pickleball and all different kinds of sports. And we do it in three sections. So you go to three different sports each day, and at every station, you learn a little bit about the Bible story and the theme for the week. We also have VBS music at the beginning and the end. It's lots of fun. Please pray for us that we would be a light, that God's light would shine in us, and that we would be able to be a blessing to Horizon City Church. Our passages today are Genesis chapter 48, verses 1 through 11, and this is where Jacob blesses Ephraim and Manasseh. Then we'll go over to the Proverbs, to Proverbs chapter 12, verses 1 through 12. And this is that antithetical parallelism. Again, it's hard to say that, where there is like a positive and a negative, and he kind of contrasts them. This is the work of Solomon. Let's begin with Genesis chapter 48, verses 1 through 11. Sometime after this, Joseph was told, "Your father is weaker." So he set out with his two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim. When Jacob was told, "Your son Joseph has come to you," Israel summoned his strength and sat up in bed. Jacob said to Joseph, "God Almighty appeared to me at Luz in the land of Canaan and blessed me. He said to me, 'I will make you fruitful and numerous. I will make many nations come from you, and I will give this land as a permanent possession to your future descendants. Your two sons born to you in the land of Egypt before I came to you in Egypt are now mine. Ephraim and Manasseh belong to me, just as Reuben and Simeon do. Children born to you after them will be yours, and will be recorded under the names of their brothers with regard to their inheritance. When I was returning from Padan, to my sorrow, Rachel died along the way, some distance from Ephrath in the land of Canaan. I buried her there along the way to Ephrath, that is, Bethlehem. When Israel saw Joseph's sons, he said, 'Who are these?' And Joseph said to his father, 'They are my sons God has given me here.' So Israel said, 'Bring them to me, and I will bless them.' Now his eyesight was poor because of old age. He could hardly see. Joseph brought them to him, and he kissed and embraced them. Israel said to Joseph, 'I never expected to see your face again. But now God has even let me see your offspring.' Then Joseph took them from his father's knee and bowed with his face to the ground." Before we move on, I want to highlight just a couple of things. I've always wondered, did Joseph know Benjamin before he was sold into slavery in Egypt? Everything I've found online or talking to Amy and reading commentaries seems to indicate that, yes, he already knew that Benjamin was alive before he was sold into Egypt. But here in this story, Jacob is kind of retelling when Rachel had died as though Joseph had never heard that story. I have always imagined that Joseph didn't know Benjamin. And so when he saw him for the first time, when Benjamin was brought to Egypt, that was one more reason why he was so moved, because he saw in Benjamin a little bit of his likeness. Not sure Just something that I think about when I'm reading Genesis. Now, more importantly, I want to take us back to verse 11, where Israel, or where Jacob, says to Joseph, "I never expected to see your face again, but now God has even let me see your offspring." On Thursdays, we're doing this gratitude journal week by week, and one of the questions, which will be this Thursday, is, imagine if something good had not happened, or imagine something that could have gone wrong but didn't. How would my life be different? That is what Israel is articulating here. He's saying, wow, I thought you were dead, but now look at the blessing of my life, that I see you, and not only you, but I see your sons. What is something good in your life? What is something that could have gone wrong in your life but didn't? Start thinking about that, and then Thursday we'll revisit this concept. May our hearts be moved to worship the Lord and thank Him with gratitude. Let's move on over to the Proverbs. Truly, taking time to meditate on each stanza, I think, is really where you get the meat of these Proverbs. I'm going to read slowly, but if you have the time, go back and ponder them in prayer. Proverbs chapter 12, verses 1 through 12. Whoever loves discipline loves knowledge, but one who hates correction is stupid. One who is good obtains favor from the Lord, but he condemns a person who schemes. No one can be made secure by wickedness. No one can be made secure by wickedness, but the root of the righteous is immovable. A wife of noble character is her husband's crown, but a wife who causes shame is like rottenness in his bones. The thoughts of the righteous are just, but guidance from the wicked is deceitful. The words of the wicked are a deadly ambush, but the speech of the upright rescues them. The wicked are overthrown and perish, but the house of the righteous will stand. A man is praised for his insight, but a twisted mind is despised. Better to be disregarded, yet have a servant, than to act important, but have no food. The righteous cares about his animal's health, but even the merciful acts of the wicked are cruel. The one who works his land will have plenty of food, but whoever chases fantasies lacks sense. The wicked desire what evil people have caught, but the root of the righteous is productive. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together every day. Are you scheming for something? Let's go back to Proverbs 12, verse 2. One who is good obtains favor from the Lord, but he condemns a person who schemes. Will you pray with me? Father, we want to lift up to you even now those who are serving with our family mission team. We pray for protection, good health, and for opportunities to be a light as you are the light within us. Continue to make us in awe of you. By your Spirit, do things in supernatural ways that we could not do of our own power, and make it very clear, Lord, that it's all your grace. As we ponder your scripture, help us to be grateful, and Lord, help us to be open to correction. Are there areas of our lives where we are scheming? You are not in approval of that, Lord. Rather, help us to be good so that we might obtain your favor. We look to the one who is all good, always and forever righteous, and in him we find our righteousness, our justice, and our peace. It is Jesus our Lord, in whose name we pray. Amen.